Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, just curious to know, how did you get started out in curling? Was there a moment that you said, gosh, I really love this game?
I started out when I was about 7, and my dad is part of the Woodstock Curling Center, and they had a Little Rocks program. So I started in that, and then I just haven't stopped since.
I've always been enamored with curling myself, and obviously that happened for you very quickly. Now, is there a name for the form that you have when you're trying to deliver a rock?
We just call it your throwing the rock.
Throwing the rock form, and you're coming out of the hack there. How long did it take you? Because, I mean, I've tried this many a times, and it's hard enough just to stay in that form and kind of stay on your feet. But most of the curlers that play at your level, you can get up to the hack and go even, not to the hack, but to the hog line and even go further. I mean, how long does it take to perfect that? There must be a lot of muscle work that you have to do.
Yeah, I think everyone, you know, you're always trying to perfect it. I still wobble sometimes. So I think it's just repetitive and your body just kind of gets used to that sliding motion. And it takes a long time. It's definitely harder than it looks, that's for sure.
It's one of those moments where you see a lot of people end up on their sides. And most of the time, you're just, you know, my experience is you try to push out of the hack, but you can only go so far and you end up pushing the stone. But that's exactly what you don't want to do when you're curling at a high level.
There's too many things to think about sometimes, I say.
I'm curious to know as well, because you're part of Team Holly Duncan, and most of this team is from the Greater Toronto area. How did you guys connect?
Yeah, so three of the girls live in Toronto. Our alternate player, she's from Owen Sound, and then I'm, of course, from Woodstock. And curling's kind of a smaller community in Ontario, so you get to meet your competitors, and over the years, you kind of make connections. Mm-hmm. And the lead and I, so Tess, we've actually been playing together for 14 years. We've just always kind of stuck together, and we've had different teams over the years, and this is where we're at. Yeah.
Very cool. Now, what is the, I know you're going to the Scotties, which is coming up at the end of the month. Have you played in that tournament before? What is the highest your team has achieved thus far?
No. So our skip has played in it before, and then the rest of us have not. This is our first time going. It's kind of what you dream of as a little kid curling, you know. Kids who play hockey have the Stanley Cup, and golfers have the Masters. And for little kids curling, it's the Scotties and the Brier for us. So we're pretty excited. So previously we've all lost an Ontario Championship final to get to the Scotties.
Gotcha.
This will be our biggest one yet.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a ton of fun. And I was also curious to note, and I can't remember if I was watching an Olympic trials. And if it was the women's for this upcoming Olympics that's taking place in China in just literally in weeks. But I saw actually somebody using for leverage. And I know, again, when you're coming out of the hack to deliver your rock, leverage is a big part of it. But somebody was actually using a corn broom. Have you ever used a corn broom?
I have not, no. A lot of people use corn brooms, have the tuck, they call it, position.
Yeah.
And I do not throw that way, so I just throw with the... It's a hardline curling broom.
Is it even legal to actually, can you even legally sweep with a corn broom any longer?
No, you're not allowed to.
Yeah, because it has a buildup on the ice. I can remember years ago seeing that. I don't know what comes off the broom, but there'd be all this dark stuff.
Everything.
And that would affect, obviously, the way your stones are going to react on the ice.
Yeah. There's a certain type of material that the broom heads are made of now, and it has to be approved, and that's the only type that you're allowed to use.
It's a very tight
competition.
Right. It's a very tight-knit group, as you mentioned, in curling. I remember when the Men's Ontario Championships was here in Woodstock. It's got to be, 10 years ago, and they were down at the complex. And everybody tends to, know everybody. They sit down and they'll have a piece of pizza and a beer with everybody. Would you say that that's similar on the women's circuit?
As you get into the more competitive, it's not quite as relaxed, I would say, on the women's side.
Yeah.
But definitely... like the club level and even like our spiels throughout the season, it's very much a social sport. I would say it's, you used to shake hands before and after the game, not so much right now, but, and then you used to be able to sit down and have a beer after. And that's kind of the draw I think a lot of people have to curling is that social aspect of the game.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun from that perspective.
It is, yeah.
Curious to know that in the sport of curling, especially from television broadcasts, you get to hear the conversations that skips are having with thirds and, you know, perhaps everybody being involved between stones. I mean, are you actively worried about, like, you know, coaches in football or hockey of covering up, you know, so that the audience can hear it at home, but the team that you're playing against can't hear what you're trying to accomplish?
Not too much, really, because they can hear you anyways. They're standing right by you.
That's what I wondered.
Yeah. So they pretty much hear all of your conversations. I mean, sometimes you talk quieter if you think maybe they don't see a shot that you see.
Right.
But it's pretty open conversation out there. A lot of the times you're even yelling back and down the ice, just so your own team can hear you. So there's no hiding what you're saying sometimes.
Well, it sounds like, I mean, obviously here in Woodstock, around the county and the province, we'll be cheering you on. It starts on is it the 27th, I think, up in Thunder Bay?
The 28th, supposedly, okay. Right now, yeah.
Oh, I see. It's a possible moving date?
No, so they haven't actually received the go-ahead from the province, so they're still waiting. So we're planning, and we've been told to plan as if it's a go, but we're just still waiting on that green light.
Oh, well, we'll watch for that as well. And if the date happens to get moved, we'll certainly let the audience know. And we'll be cheering you on, Rachel.
Thank you so much.